Today I will write to the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Natiem Tetwa, to request an independent investigation into the National Arts Council expired projects and surplus fund policy, after two reports already revealed that this policy seems to contravene Treasury regulations and the PFMA. We have previously written to the Minister for clarity as to why this policy is still in place when it contravenes Treasury regulations, to which the Minister has yet to provide an answer. The fund was first investigated by the Business Innovation Group in 2016 and again by the Public Protector in 2020, after the head of the South African Roadies Association, Freddie Yatela, complained in 2015 that the then NAC CEO applied for funding on his association's behalf without informing him. Both the BIC and the Public Protector's reports highlighted the policy has gaps which renders it prone to abuse, not transparent, unfair and uncompetitive, procedurally unfair and not consistent with the spirit of the law. Yet this policy has not been replaced. The Minister's silence on this matter show that there is no political will to rectify this travesty. It seems that the governing party is unwilling to close this draft, but the DA will not allow the ANC unfettered access to crucial funding for the arts and culture sectors. The minister must explain the continued existence of this fund, and all previous beneficiaries must be investigated to ensure that no further malfeasance happen on the ANC's watch.